You know that yesterday we talked in the early part of the program about a vehicle driving recklessly on the M1 on Sunday night, and we put it on Facebook. Now, the person who sent us the footage was in another vehicle and had dash cam, but the driver of the vehicle that was overtaken, as he was overtaking another vehicle himself in the fast lane on the M1, where it's two lanes on Sunday night, is Justin, and Justin's on the line. Justin, g'day.
G'day, Ray. How you going?
Not bad, champ. I got your email last night and had a look at it when I got home, and what really struck me, really struck me, because I think from memory you had a bike on the back of your four-wheel drive or provision for a bike, and I'm thinking this might be a family, and then I read your email. You had an 8, 9 and 12-year-old children in the car, your children, I assume.
Two of them are mine and one of them was a friend of mine's, mate.
So three kids, 8, 9 and 12. So you're in the speed limit, correct me if I'm wrong, it's either 100 or 110, that stretch around, I think it's 100. You're overtaking a car, next thing you've got some bloke up your backside flashing his spotlights and high beams. Now, not just his high beam, but his spotlights as well. So you're in the process of overtaking the vehicle on the left-hand side, and that's the vehicle that sent me the footage. Next thing you know, he goes millimetres from your driver's side, half on the road, half on the verge of the road, which is, you know, dirt and a bit of grass, and he must have been doing, what, 120, 130 to overtake you?
Yeah, at least, Ray, at least. It was actually 110 zone.
So it was 110, was it? So he's doing in excess of 130, you'd imagine.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So we've passed on his rego, which we obtained from the person who took the video, not you, but you've confirmed it for me anyway, I note. We've passed on to police and we're still waiting for police to come back to us. But this is in a time, Justin, when we're talking about, at that stage, six people dead on New South Wales Road since Friday, between Friday and when this occurred on a Sunday night. Bizarre.
Yeah, crazy. Like if he had to hit something like a tyre carcass or a hole, pothole or something, he could have taken himself, me, and the car next to me out all at once, you know.
And have you got a clear memory of him just looming up behind you out of the blue as you were overtaking the car on the left-hand lane?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Because he had one of them great big, you know, big long light bars.
Yes, I know what you mean.
He had one of them on the top of his bull bar, and it was, like, just, like, directly straight in my back window.
Yeah.
You know, and he's flashing that, holding that on, like, yeah.
And when he went past you, I mean, you obviously in a state of shock because, you know, you're going to go past the bloke and some imbecile behind you is dipping your headlights even though you're doing 110 to pass the bloke. You're going to pull to the left. And next thing, you got a car going half on the road, half on the verge, going past you on your driver's side.
Oh, yeah, we were just amazed. We were sitting there going, what, can you believe this bloke, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah. And then we noticed the car next to us with the camera. He sped up and we were like, oh, what's going on here? And then, like, now it all makes sense, you know.
Well, what he saw what happened, so he wanted to get identification of the vehicle, so he went up on the inside, came up around the fast lane, and then the remarkable thing about this imbecile in the four-wheel drive, he then pulls over to the slow lane after he's done all this.
That's right. There was traffic up ahead anyway, and he got stuck behind them, so...
Yeah. Okay. All right, mate. Well, I'm glad the three children were okay, but it could have been oh so different, Justin, as you pointed out in our conversation.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Thanks for your time. I just wanted to make it clear what actually happened before the video footage, you know?
Yeah, no, well, it's very important. I mean, you know, once it's posted there, people look at it, and you're just merely going about your business as everyone does on the M1, overtaking cars at the appropriate speed, and when you get past them, you pull over the left and let other lunatics who want to do 130, 140 go past you. And I drive the M1 regularly around the Central Coast, and it happens quite often. I mean, you'll go past someone in either the 100 or the 110 zone doing the speed limit because they're doing 95 or something. You get round them, and blokes are dipping their headlights. You get over to the left, and they go past you like you're nailed to the fence.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, by the way, police have been listening. Traffic Highway Patrol have come back to us. They are speaking with the driver of the other vehicle, so they've found him or her, as the case may be.
Oh, fantastic.
On you, Justin. Well done. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Thanks, Ray.
Stay safe. All the best to you. That's the young bloke who was driving the other four-wheel drive, the Pathfinder, the Nissan Pathfinder, and we find out that he had three children, two of his own, another child in the car. He said, I'm the driver of the Pathfinder that got overtaken on the M1 Sunday night. I've just seen the footage on Facebook. First of all, I'd like to clarify I was not hogging the right lane. I'd just overtaken the car with the camera. I had my cruise control set at the speed limit, which he just told me was 110. The maniac was tailgating me, flashing his spotlights and high beams. Extremely scary, as we had an 8, 9 and 12-year-old in the car. I was unable to slow down as he was right behind me. I was not going to speed and risk my licence. Don't hesitate to contact me. And he's confirmed the rego. Obviously, other people in the car know that the rego memorised it. That coincides with the rego we've been given by the man who took the dash cam footage of it.